Energy Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret.
And hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Word on the Street. We're broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Right after Nerdwar, the Human Serviettes show. And today, we got to keep going with Jeopardy because last week, we ended with a tie and then the fire alarm went off. So we didn't have a winner. We got a couple of returning players, some new players, so but two new teams and fresh set of questions. So on the left side, could everyone from this team, Pingy, could you say your name on the mic quickly?
It's Brenna.
Hi, it's Jack.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hello, it's Harry.
And on the right side here, could you say your team name and your names?
The team name's Crippy Teigen. I'm Kalista.
Cool. I'm Zubin.
I'm Helena.
Hi, I'm Nate.
Okay, okay. So we're going to get started. But before we do, before we run over the questions, I just want to play a couple of Trebek clips again. So update from last week. Again, if you didn't know, unfortunately, he announced that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And it's unlikely that he'll survive, but he says he's going to beat it, and he has to because his contract expires after his life expectancy, so he's going to try to do that. And he posted a thank you video on the Jeopardy YouTube channel, so I just wanted to play that because I thought it was a pretty gracious little clip.
I want to take a few moments to say thanks to the, believe it or not, hundreds of thousands of people who have sent in tweets, texts, emails, cards, and letters wishing me well following my recent health announcement. I've heard from former contestants. Even Watson, the IBM computer, sent me a get well card. Now, obviously, I won't be able to respond to all of you individually, but I did want you to know that I do read everything I receive. And I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered. And I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
We're back. So that was a clip from Alex Trebek himself. Canadian, if you didn't know. He's been at Jeopardy for a long time. I'll play a couple of clips later about why Jeopardy is really important. I think Alex says it best. I'm going to also play a clip later from Ken Jennings, who is the most winningest Jeopardy contestant ever, and talk about some facts about how well he did and also about how he competed against the supercomputer, Watson. But before that, we got to get right into the Jeopardy round. So for the first round, Single Jeopardy, we got five new categories. So from left to right, we got Let's Rap Kids. In this one, I'm going to spit a couple bars, and you got to name the artist. After that, I got Let Me Hear the Lyrics Again. So I'm going to say some lyric, and you got to fill in the missing word or words. Then we got 2010's Babies, at least something related to the past 8-9 years or so. We got Kanye Clues. I think you can figure that one out. And then we got the band's killer album filler. So for this one, I'll name an album and a song that is filler, killer filler, something that maybe is not always picked as the best song in the album, but is actually a standout track. And that one you'd name the artist as well. It'll make sense as we get going. And remember, answer in the form of a question. If you get it wrong, you lose the amount of points that you're wagering. And no second chances. So let's see how this goes. Second time. And again, put your hand up if you know. And you got to wait until I go through the whole question and then answer. So rock, paper, scissors again to decide who's going first. So Zubin and Harry, do the honors, please.
Come on, Zubin.
Oh, last time I was really out of sync. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Oh, here we go again. Okay, so
well, I guess we won.
We got Pingy with the first chance at a question. So take a look at the board. What you want to pick? What you want to pick for the first question?
I do.
So start with Kanye.
300. We want to go Big Baller Brand.
Okay.
Right, Big Baller Brand.
Okay. Okay. So, first question: Kanye for 300. The line "The truth illegally downloaded over my drums" alludes to this album. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the life of Pablo?
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. First question. First question is done. And we got Brenna keeping track of the scores here. We'll do a better job of Tao for sure. Much smarter person. So again, sorry, what's your team name? One more time.
Krippy
Teigen. You got the first point. So you got the next choice of what question you want to go off of.
Sure.
More Kanye.
Oh yeah, I guess we. Okay.
Answer.
Like now we like lose money if we go.
That's true. Okay, well you're.
Let's just start from the bottom and go up. Yeah.
You're early on.
Kanye for 100.
Okay, Kanye for 100. This fan favorite was infamously given a 6 out of 10 by Anthony Fantano.
What is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Ding ding ding. Want to keep going with Kanye?
Melonhead.
Shout out Anthony.
Do we pick again?
Category?
Oh, I should have done that.
Wait, can we just say it?
You gotta put your hand up. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
Okay, Kanye for 200.
Still one of his highest charting tracks today. This samples Daft Punk. Yep.
What is Stronger?
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so Pinky coming back with the correct answer here.
What number was that, 200?
Yeah, 200. Want to go for the next one, 400?
Yeah.
Brennan's keeping track, it's okay.
Let's do lyrics.
Oh,
let's
go. Yeah. Lyrics for 200? Lyrics for 200. Lyrics for 200. Yes.
We have to like finish the lyrics, but in a question.
Yes, you have to fill in the remaining words, but answer in question form. So what is blank? Yeah, you got it. 200, right?
Yeah.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green. I'm going to give it to Pingy.
No Lucky Charms.
I'm sorry, but that's not in the form of a question. That's not in the form of a question.
What?
Emma, we got a chance.
What is that Lucky Charms? Those Lucky Charms.
No, incorrect. Okay, no second chances, but you're both going to lose 200 points.
No! Yeah.
You get too excited when we talk about Frank Ocean, and you just, there's too much energy here. It's okay. So, since Krippy Teigen got the question wrong, I'm going to give it to Pingy to choose, since you just got it wrong. I think that's fair. So, what are we going to go for next? What are we going to go for next? 2010s? Which one? 2010s?
200.
For 200. In 2014, this Seattle rapper beats out Kendrick Lamar for Rap Album of the Year.
Yep. What is Macklemore?
Correct.
What is he? Where did he come from?
I'll take it.
He stole my boy Kendrick.
Yeah.
One more guess of putting your hand up.
Keep going with 2010s. You want to choose a different category, Jack? What you want to do?
Let's do 2010s, 300.
2010s for 300. This late California rapper was resurrected in hologram form at Coachella in 2012. You gotta let me finish reading the question, guys. Okay, I'm gonna read one more time. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna read one more time, and then just whoever's faster. This late California rapper was resurrected in hologram form at Coachella in 2012. Pingy?
Who is Tupac?
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
My boy.
That's 300 points for Pingy. What we want to pick next?
What do you want to take next?
We can keep the train going on 2010s, baby.
All right, 2010s.
Keep the train
babies.
Going. You want to go for 100, 400, 500?
100?
It is easy.
You gotta get out.
Born and raised in Hawaii, he recently had songs with Cardi B and Gucci Mane. Yes, Jack.
Who is Bruno Mars?
Correct. Oh, Jack is on a roll here.
I have no idea. Woo. No clue.
Woo. Oh, okay. Want to keep going with that category?
Not really.
Where are we gonna head next then?
Let's
make him rap.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're gonna make me look. Okay.
Well, let's rap kids for 200.
Again, just name the artist.
Okay.
My English teacher wanted to be flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. Yeah, Zubin.
Who is Eminem?
Correct. I really flunked that line, too. So, where do you want to go next with this, Zubin?
I don't know.
You don't know? Kids 200. We just did Let's Rap Kids for 200. Yeah, that was 200. Yeah.
Let's do 300.
300. Okay, I think this one is pretty easy, too. Yeah, my granny called. She said, Travi, you work too hard. I'm worried you'll forget about me. I'm going to give it to Nate. Yeah, Nate?
Who is the baby daddy of Kylie Jenner's baby?
Not the name I was going for, but I'll give it to you because I know what you meant.
Okay.
Nate, what do you want to pick next?
Yeah,
it's, yeah, it's, I know. Where do you want to go next, Nate?
Let's go for Filler.
Filler? Okay, Filler.
How much?
Killer album Filler for how much, Nate?
4.
400. Okay, I think this one's a bit tougher, but if you know this album, you'll know the artist.
Oh, man. Oh gosh.
Pinata, Real. Pinata's the album, Real is the song. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No one listens to Freddie Gibbs here? Ah, man. That Mad Lib production. So,
yeah, did
you
get minus points for that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you.
Oh.
Well, no, because
no,
you. No,
I didn't
actually,
answer.
You didn't answer.
Oh,
you didn't answer. Yeah. You have to have an attempt to lose points.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So, Pingy, it's your pick now.
Oh.
Who are you going to pick?
Can we cross out the ones we've done?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
they make life.
Yeah, there is a marker. Alright, It should be up right there. Yeah.
So what have we gone through?
So we've done
a lot of Kanye.
Kanye
done a lot of
we've done Kanye 300, Kanye 100, Kanye 200.
We've also done 2010's Babies, 100, 200, 300.
We've done Let's Rap Kids.
200 and 300.
Done lyrics, 400?
200. 200.
And
filler for
400. And filler for 400.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wait.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, and since we're just counting up this now, where are we at?
So we're
missing.
We're good? Oh,
okay.
We're good? Yeah, then we're good.
Okay, and Brenna, what's an update with the scores?
So let me just auto-sum these scores on Excel. Here.
Whoa. So as you can tell, Teo didn't have this technology last week. Didn't know how to do mental math. Brina doesn't even need mental math because she has all the program figured out.
Okay, yes. So so Pingy's at 600 and Crispy Teigen is at 700.
It's
Crispy
Teigen.
Crispy. I wrote it down as Crispy, so.
That works, I guess.
All right, where do we leave off? Where do we leave off? Okay, so, Pingy, what do you want to pick?
Let's do Kanye for 400.
Kanye for 400. Kanye for 400. Answer, Daily Double. Daily Double, okay. So, for the purposes of just being simple, we're not going to do, like, Daily Double, how they do on Jeopardy. We're just going to do, this is 400 points, so if you want, you can bet up to 800 points. Or you can just go with 400, or you can go with 600. Okay. So how much do you want to go for?
What do we want
to
do?
So if we bet 800 and get it wrong,
then we're at negative points.
Yeah.
what if we bet 800 and then don't answer?
If you don't...
Going through the logistics of
I'm pretty sure... I think with Daily Double, you just have to answer.
Okay.
That's a risky play.
Okay. Oh, we're recording him.
So what you want to do? Do you want to do 400 or 800? What you want to do?
Yeah, there's a
chair
here.
400,
800,
400,
800.
We got
a...
Yeah, I think he's on our team, sorry.
No.
I was listening
to Zubin.
Huh? Okay, Zubin, go to the other side. Okay, Zubin's on that side. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Answered like every question last week.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we're doing 400.
Okay. Okay, Kanye. Only, only they get to answer because it's the Daily Double. But if they don't know the answer, they lose points. Okay.
We can.
Here it is. Kanye for 400. His name in English, translated from Swahili, means? What does it mean? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just for fun's sake, do you know what it is?
Yeah. What is the only one?
That is correct. I wish I could give you points, but unfortunately it's the Daily Double. I'm impressed you know that.
What the hell's 500?
Caleb, since you just came in and since Pingy just got this wrong, you pick the next question.
Kanye for 500.
So, closing out Kanye.
Yeah, okay.
Closing out Kanye. Kanye for 500. Kanye frequently uses an illustration of a bear on his album covers and throughout other artwork. The bear's name is... Yes, Jack.
What yes. is the dropout bear? Because that's... technically the name of it.
Yes, correct. I'll give it to you. I'll give it. Dropout. Okay, dropout. Yeah. But I think that's fair, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're done with Kanye. We got a few more questions, though, for Single Jeopardy. So, Jack, you got yeah. you got that one back. You gained your points back, you know.
Plus 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you like to pick now?
Let's do 2010 Babies for 400.
Streaming. Spotify arrives to the U.S. in 2011, but originally comes from this country. Yes, Zubin on the new team.
Where is Sweden?
Yes, correct.
Because that's where my money gets charged to every month.
So. Look at this guy.
Check okay. your credit card bills.
Okay. Zubin, what do you want to pick next?
I don't know. I guess 2010's been pretty good for this team.
Okay.
Should we just go for 500? Yeah, or should we go for 500?
Sure.
All right, we're going for 500.
Okay, so closing out the 2010s category. In 2015, this singer's third album breaks NSYNC's previous record for album sales in 1 week, as she sells 3.38 million in 7 days. Yes.
Who is Adele?
Correct. Woo! Got it. All right. Caleb?
She was the best-selling artist 2 years in a row.
Yeah, crazy. Her numbers are insane. You look at her discography stats on Wikipedia. Wow. Wow, yeah. So, Caleb, what you want to pick now?
What's the rap one about?
Let's Rap Kids. I'm going to spit a couple bars and you tell me the artist.
Let's Rap Kids 100.
Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. As soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming. Zubin.
Who was Tupac?
Ding, ding, ding. I felt a lot better about that one compared to the first one.
This seems too iconic to be wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Where you want to go next? You want to stay in that category?
I don't know. Do we want to? I feel like Kleb's gonna screw it up.
I mean, you gotta go for it.
Yeah. I feel like Kleb's gonna.
So, what's next? What's the next question?
Wait, lyrics? We just guessed the artist as well, or no? We have to complete it.
Right? You have to complete it, yeah. For lyrics.
I'm curious about filler though. Like, okay, wait, filler for 100.
Filler for 100. So again, just name the artist. Random Access Memories, Touch. Yeah, Nate.
Who's Daft Punk?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
That was an easy one, I thought. Nate, what do you want to pick next?
200.
200 for filler?
Yeah, sure.
22 a million, 666. Yes, Nate or Caleb?
Sure.
Yeah.
Who's Bon Iver?
Correct. Nate, do you want to go for the filler for 300?
Of course.
Nate says of course. Pure Comedy, A Bigger Paper Bag. Yeah, Nate again. Nate again.
No.
It's my okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Sorry, I can't. I mean, I'm. Dude, that's my. That's like the back. Rock, paper, scissors. I'm sorry. Rock, paper, scissors.
Can we play Slovenian rules?
What is that? What is that?
It's easy. Whoever loses wins. It's easy.
Wait, what?
It's just what? The other way around.
Why?
Why? Slovenian.
No, just
crazy Slovenian.
Just do rock, paper, scissors, Canadian.
No. I'm going to lose.
Okay, just.
You're in a different country, Nate.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Canadian rules.
You wanted to play Canadian rules. Oh,
okay.
Who is Father John Misty?
Yes. I'm sorry if that was my bad. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did. That's 300 for. 500.
No.
For okay, 500. Last one for this category. Bruno, I'm sorry. okay, 500 for filler. Liquid Swords, Swordsman. Yes, club.
Who is Jizza or whatever?
Yes, yes.
I don't know.
I'm glad you at least sort of knew, but that's correct. Okay, Caleb, what do you want to pick now?
Lyrics 100.
Lyrics for 100. This is super easy, and everyone should know it as soon as I say half a second of it. But just again, wait until I get to the blank. Okay. Is this the real life? Is this just... Yeah.
What is fantasy?
Correct. You really know your stuff, don't you? Okay, Joe, but you get to pick the next one. So where do you want to go from here?
Should we make him rap or do we lyrics?
Are you going to make me... Lyrics?
Yeah.
Lyrics for 300. Okay.
Nice.
Lyrics for 300.
No, we just did 100.
We just did 100, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear the lyrics for 300. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is speaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I might like. Yes, Joe.
What's underneath them?
Yes, correct. Joe, on a roll, two in a row. Keep going. What are you going to pick? Third question.
Lyrics for 400 then.
Okay. If I ruled the world, imagine that. I'd free all my sons. I love them. Love them, baby. Three. Two. Okay, one more time. If I ruled the world, imagine that. I'd free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black Diamonds and Pearls. Imagine that. It's a Nas track.
Yeah,
Lauryn Hill's hook. Okay.
That's old school.
Yeah. So now we got Krippy Teigen.
Yeah, your pick.
Krippy Teigen, it's your pick. What are you going to pick?
What's left?
He can't see me.
What are we going to pick?
Let's rap for, what did we just do?
400.
Oh, 400, yeah.
Let's rap for 400.
Yikes.
Again, just name the artist. When I was small, mama made me tall. Even though I'm daddy pup, she's still going to wipe my paws. Yes, club.
Who is the Notorious Big?
No. Incorrect. Oh, that's going to be a loss of 400 points. I'm going to give a few seconds. 3, 2, 1. No? Lil Uzi Vert.
Really?
Yeah. Dark Queen, one of my favorite songs right now. If you would know. Okay. So, Pingy, it's your choice now because they got it wrong. What are you going to pick?
What's the two 500s?
Filler for 100?
Filler for 100? Filler for 100.
No, we did filler for 100.
Two 500s, yeah.
We did filler for 100.
We did all filler.
Filler is all done, yeah. Don't worry.
I thought we did Let's Rap for 100, too.
So we still got Let Me Hear the Lyrics for 500 and Let's Rap Kids for 500. And then that's all that should be left. So you have choice between a 500 question.
Let's Rap Kids.
Yeah.
Let's rap kids. Okay.
Let's rap kids.
What's the MI crooked letter? Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you better wear your sweater because I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell, there you go again. Talking that. Yes, zoom in. Bring the mic a bit closer.
What do I have to say?
You're
the artist, right?
No, can we be honest?
Oh, who's, the artist? Who's the artist?
Who is Andre 3000 of Outkast?
It's Big Boy.
Brutal.
I shouldn't have said the answer because you guys should have gotten a chance, but I couldn't help myself. So I'm gonna give.
If I just said who is Outkast,
you said three stacks and that's wrong. So I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. So it's the last question. I'm just gonna say it because. We're going to finish Single Jeopardy, and then we're going to transition quickly. Transition. Okay. So this one, let me hear the lyrics. Just fill in the blank. and you'll get the points. Summertime in the LB Wild, we're going to party till the sun or the Yes Club.
What is Guns Come Out?
Ding, ding, ding. Oh. Got to give a little Vince question for tonight in honor of the show. A lot of us are hanging there after. Nice way to get into the break. If you are going to Vince, say hi to us tonight.
Hi.
Right now, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play, you know what, I'll play that new Flume Peggy song. Peggy never fails to impress me right now. He's opening for Vince. A lot of us are fans of him. He follows some of us here on Twitter, on Instagram. Super friendly dude. So this is called How to Build a Relationship by JPEG Mafia and Flume.
Jungle Juice Music. New whips. New whip at the top. Whoa. Hold up. Not even. New whip at the top drop. Super a nigga like Ascension, the cop drop. I ain't got no $1 million deals, I still make hits. These niggas got $1 million deals and just take shit. I'm not with it. Scope shot, I got good vision. I'm seeing through these fake niggas like brand. You niggas too timid. I'm in a loose lipping. I'm in the flip sipping. Cyanide to the head, bitch, I be fixing it. Fuck is you talking about? I'm in the giving coffins out. I called him at the coffee house and made him walk it out. I'm not cool. I'm not nice. I'm not you. There's no friends, no feels. This kid's stupid. No. Fresh smile, gold tooth. Heat to your skull, catch me in a cold mood. Not cool, I'm not nice, I'm not you. There's no friends, no field, this kid's stupid. Fresh smile, gold tooth. Heat to your skull, catch me in a cold mood. I can never show you niggas all the dirt I'm doing. Stick to your face like Hacksaw Jim Dugan. First nigga put you on the ropes. Had you looking like a ghost, cause you in my heart. But you not moving, nigga. Fuck is you? Fuck is you vlogging about these niggas acting stalking now? I follow you, you follow me, we round in circles now. Look, it's a crime, my family. Guns at the gawk house, these arms extended. I'm not giving daps out. Pounds, pounds, pounds. Empty out the safe, put the money underground, bitch, I love it. Heartthrob Peggy, I'm above it. I ain't got no fucking tickets. I ain't got no fucking money. I ain't got no fucking digits. Can't call me at no office. Can't call me at no crib. You can call me Peggy Tickets. I can let these niggas off. Fuck! Yeah, nigga. You know how the fuck we coming with it. You're not tuned in to the motherfucking infamous JPEG motherfucking mafia, aka Buttermilk Jesus, aka DJ Half Court Violation, aka Lil World Cup, and my nigga Flume. We in the streets, nigga!
Catch me in the move.
Don't call me unless I gave you my number. That's how relationships build.
Do you want to see it? Do you want to see it? I'm going to do it for you.
Trenches with young black green beret, chrome laser guns blazing as fades, wallabies, Chevy, new school aid, 10 niggas for the top cheese, black plays, $100 seats, toed up, we at the opera, Queen Elizabeth rub on my leg, hand ketchup on a dress from a whopper, chunky ass necklace, must be a birthstone, John Paul cop the biggest stones at a room.
MRG Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Cannibals, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Word on the Street. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We're playing Jeopardy again today. The game, what is the score right now? Swing the mic around to Brynna to tell us the scores between the two teams.
All right. So, Pingy is at 1,100. Krippy Teigen is at 2,400.
But whoa!
You know what? We got time to turn the scores around.
Okay. Still got Double Jeopardy. We're just about to start Double Jeopardy. We also have Final Jeopardy. That could change the whole thing. Before we jump into Double Jeopardy, I'd like to play a couple more clips. This one from Trebek, I think sums up why Jeopardy is important and why his legacy is important for sure. So take a listen.
There's no downside for me. I really enjoy what I'm doing and have for the past 33 years.
Okay, John, do your thing.
All right.
One of the great positives that I see in my life is my curiosity, my love of learning. That has been true throughout my entire life, and I think it's probably one of the reasons why I have succeeded as the host of Jeopardy, because I've never lost that love of learning.
Young lady. Because I'm smart. And also because they're written on a sheet of paper in front of me.
So that was Trebek. I think it's just a nice wholesome way of explaining Jeopardy, because I think Jeopardy sometimes gets a bad rep, like your grandpa only watches Jeopardy, but I think we can say it's pretty fun from what we've experienced the past couple weeks here. So I don't think Jeopardy doesn't deserve the hate it gets. But anyway, speaking of which, Double Jeopardy, here we go. So we got five new categories. First one we got, Nard Stay Hardwar, Nardwar. You gotta know about Nardwar. Be five questions on that. Tell me that tune. For Tell Me That Tune, I'll play a song, and then you name the song.
Just a song?
Just the song. Okay. Yeah. And then I got 2018, stuff that happened last year, music relative. The Beatles, because, you know, of course, just why not? And Canada, eh? We'll have some Canadian artists, some songs, some other things. I think you'll all be fine. So, since Pingy is a little bit behind right now, we're going to get them to pick the first question.
Amazing.
So what's going to be the first pick for this round?
What do we want?
What do we want? Always. What do we want?
You want to start with Nard?
Start with Nard?
I don't know.
We can.
Not as much as Isaac.
Okay, well. Start with Nard?
Yeah, why not?
Do we
want
to start at 200? Start it slower or do 4?
Yeah, I just want
Nard to. Nard for 200. Okay.
I just want to see what it is.
Okay.
Nard
for 200. What's this rapper once microwaved a blunt in one of his 10 interviews he's done with Nard. Yeah, Caleb.
What is Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Correct.
I knew a guy who was in that interview.
So,
his name's
Caleb. Caleb, your pick.
Beatles 200.
Beatles for 200. Beatles for 200. This. You mean? Oh yeah, yeah. 200. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I was tripping for a second. I'm like, why doesn't it say 200 for the second question? But we're Double Jeopardy. Okay. This track was dedicated to John Lennon's daughter from Paul when her parents separated. Clev?
What is Hey Jude?
Correct.
Daughter? I thought it was a son.
No, yeah, he doesn't have daughters.
But. Yeah, he has two sons.
Is my bad?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, you got it anyway, so it still counts. My bad. I must have misheard. Okay. Clev, where do you want to go next?
2018 200.
2018 for 200. Donald Glover held up a mirror to the face of the U.S. with this single. Zubin, swing the mic to Zubin.
What is This Is America?
Yes.
Dog lover.
Yeah. Oh.
Dog lover.
Sorry. No.
No, I get it.
No, I mean, I get excited too. Sometimes I slur a bit. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Okay. Yes, that was 200. Okay, Zubin, where are you going to go now?
I don't think I'm that good, though. I think I'm going to get exposed.
You what?
I think...
What do you want? What do you want?
Come on.
Yeah, just give me like 2018 for 400.
2018 for 400. 2018 for 400. A CITR favorite, Mitski put out this album last year. Kalev.
What is Be the Cowboy?
Correct.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Calgary. Yeehaw. Miss Gabe. Gabe, I miss you. Gabe, I miss you if you're listening.
Oh, where is he?
Kalev, where are you going to go now?
Nardwar for 400.
Nardwar for 400. Nardwar for 400. He likes to play this game with politicians, especially prime ministers over the years, including Justin Trudeau. Zubin.
What is hip flip?
Correct. Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
I knew it's the thing where they look really awkward. Yeah.
Like slapping Pappy.
I remember it was like flip the hip.
Yeah.
Just like some rhyme.
Yeah, slappy Pappy, yeah.
2018 for
200,
yeah.
Yeah. Zubin, you got that one right, okay. So it's your pick. Don't doubt yourself.
Canada one. I don't know more than Canada.
It's... Okay. Yeah. What are we gonna do?
Okay, fine. Let's do. No.
What?
Let's do tune for like 400.
Tune for 400. Okay, I need to pull out my phone here. Yeah. So just give me the name. You don't need to give me the artist's name.
But how long do you play it for? Like when
as no, just you know as soon as.
Oh, okay. Now this one is.
Yeah. As soon as you know, then put your hand up.
Okay.
So. 400, right? 400.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate.
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 Ooh. You got this.
Yeah. Who is a song by Radiohead, and it's Idio...
No.
Everything is in the right place.
No, it's too late. You already... You start going... Okay, but you guys lose.
I'm really sorry, guys.
It's okay. Nate, you know what? It's okay. You'll get it back.
It's okay.
So you lose... You lose 400 points for that one. Yeah. Everything in its right place is correct. So you're going to get it, but if you just wait another second. Nate, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Pingy, it's your pick. Oh, okay. What do you want to pick? Tune for how much?
Do we just do 400 or
200? We just did 400. Tune for how much? Tune for 200. As soon as you know it, you can put up your hand. Yes, Joe, yes.
Hi.
Yes.
That is Stacey's mom.
Yes. Oh, very good. Very good.
Such a weird intro.
Fountains of Wayne. Fountains of Wayne. Yeah. So, Joe, where do you want to go now? This is your pick. 600? Okay, tell me that tune for 600. Just tell me the name. I'm gonna give it to Pingy. I saw Brenna in my. I'm gonna give it to Pingy. What's the name of the song?
Dollar Bills.
No, it's not.
That's not the name of the song, and also that's not in the form of a question. Brenna, what are you doing? Brenna, you watched Jeopardy as a kid. So it's, Kalista, yeah.
What is it? Is Just a Stranger.
Correct. Brenna, it's okay. It happens to the best of us.
I'm gonna start yelling.
I know you're a true Jeopardy fan at heart.
But, like, I'm gonna start yelling. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What are we gonna pick now? Kalista, what do you wanna do?
Got a lot of options. Let's do 2018 for what hasn't been at 600.
Yeah, 600.
Okay,
600. 2018 for 600. Anthony Fantano showed us that he doesn't have zero hope for Kid Cudi after giving his collaborative album with Kanye this score. Yes, collab.
What is a strong 9 to a light 10?
Correct. I wasn't expecting it to be that specific, but good on you. Good on you.
I didn't give it a full 10, really.
Kalev, where are you going to pick? What's the next question?
Beatles for 400.
Beatles for 400. Beatles for 400. Okay. The band's sudden, over-the-top popularity was often called... Kalev.
What is Beatlemania?
Correct. Kalev is killing it. Kalev is coming back after last week. He didn't remember that you needed to answer the formal question last week.
I remember it.
Now he remembers. You know, he was dreaming about that all week. He wants to win. He couldn't stand that tie. Kalev, what do you want to do next?
Beatles for 600.
Continuing with the Beatles. Beatles for 600. This track was based on some older ladies that Paul used to talk to around the Liverpool area as a child. 5, 4, 3, 2. What? Okay, no one knows it. Eleanor Rigby. Oh. Did you know that? When Paul was a little kid, he used to walk around the park with his schoolmates, and he would talk to these older women, and he just made up this name, Eleanor Rigby. But if you actually go to Liverpool, there is a tombstone with someone by the name of Eleanor Rigby. Fun fact.
Oh my God, he would.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go to Pingy. It's Pingy's turn with the pick. Oh God. What are you going to pick?
2018? Have we done Canada at all?
No. We haven't started. No, we haven't been there at all. We haven't been there at all.
Canada 200.
Canada for 200. Canada for 200. This Toronto-born R&B singer collaborated with Daft Punk. Yeah, Nate.
Who is The Weeknd?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Starboy. They were there. You know, those guys in the masks? They were there. So, Nate, what do you want to pick now? Is your pick? 400, same category for Canada. Nate is not from Canada, but he sure knows us, doesn't he? Isn't that right, Nate? Okay. In 2011, this band became the first indie band to win Album of the Year at the Grammys. Yes, Kalev.
What is Arcade Fire?
Correct. Ooh, someone else is on fire in here. It's not just Arcade. Okay. Kalev, speaking of which?
Nardwar 600.
Nardwar 600, switching it up here. Going up to Nardwar for 600. Okay. Nard said that he could die happy if he were ever able to meet this Canadian legend. Tick tock, tick tock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and Neil Young. Aww. Neil Young. Yes, of course. We're going to go to Pingy here. Pingy, it's your turn to pick. Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
We want Narwhal, do we want Canada? Tune.
Tune for 800?
Is that what I heard?
I guess.
Maybe? Okay. I heard it somewhere. So, tune for 800, yeah? Whatever. Joe is upset. Joe is upset. But, again, just name the song.
What is WeChat?
Yes. I had a feeling when I wrote this question that you would know that one because we talked about Higher Brothers recently. No. Because we talked about Higher Brothers a couple weeks ago, so that's why, okay? But where do you want to go with the next question?
To Asia.
Beatles for 800.
Beatles for
800.
Wait,
did they do 600?
Yeah.
Okay.
Answer, Daily Double. Okay. So,
I'm shaking.
Y'all gotta answer the question.
We have to.
You have to answer the question. Even if you don't know it, you're gonna lose the point. So, it's up to you. You can do 800 or you can do 1600. That's how we're gonna be playing here.
Okay, I'm not that confident. I'm going to do 800.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. This song was banned from the BBC. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, you want?
The Walrus?
Yes, correct.
Oh, wait,
whoa! Oh, wait, did you answer the form of a question?
Yeah, she just did. Yeah, she just did.
Did she?
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she totally
did.
What is I am the Walrus?
Did she say?
She did say, I am the walrus.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't in the form of a question. Okay, you almost got me there. I wasn't on my toes. You're trying to cheat. I'm gonna say that's an extra 200 points off because you tried to catch a fast one with me there. Extra 200 points. So instead of 800, take 1,000 off because that's not cool. Like trying to cheat out. Like I'm trying to honor Alex Trebek here. So. Pingy, it's your pick now.
What do we want?
What do you want? Huh? They're 3,000. Okay, actually, let's settle down for a minute here. And Brenna, could you go over the scores?
All right.
Brenna's gonna go over the scores.
Excel tells me that Krippy Teigen is at 5,000 points, even after taking the 1,000 point blow.
Okay.
Now Pingy. It's at 1,300 points. There's still
close race, guys. We're trying to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, Kalev
just trying to exist.
Powerhouse here. Sorry. He's doing his best. He's thriving too much.
He's
doing his best.
He's just
here
for a good time.
So, Pingy is your pick, though.
Tune for a thousand.
He's so tired.
Let's go. Closing off the tune category with this track. I'll just play it for a few seconds. I think you all know it subconsciously, but
deep down in the memory.
Let me tell you what it's like. Is this
okay? So no one knows this. I have this tendency with Tell Me the Tune. Like, if you remember last week, I chose a song from Fantastic Mr. Fox for the really hard question. This song is from Over the Hedge.
Of course.
No, but okay.
No,
but it's like, it's both of these songs, like, they're on the soundtracks, but they're also existing out of the soundtracks. Yeah, uh-huh. But I'm just saying, like, keep that in mind if we play in the future, you know?
I'll watch
so, brush up on our soundtrack.
It's called
Over the Hedge.
It's called Rockin' the Suburbs by Ben Folds, Over the Hedge version. So, anyway, we're gonna. Let's keep running with it. No one said anything, so let's give Pingy the pick anyway again. They're behind by a few points. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, let's do 2018.
2018 for how much? For 1,000. All right, 2018 for 1,000 points. The official full-length front packaging album artwork for Astroworld was created by this photographer.
Oh.
Kalev.
Who is David LaChapelle?
Amazing. Correct.
Amazing.
Wow.
Wow.
Kalev, you want to close off that category? 800?
Yeah, or
you
sure.
Wanna...
There's a 600 one left.
No, we did 600. We didn't do
800. That was the Kids See Ghosts question.
Yeah.
Okay, 800. Okay. Cardi B became the first female rapper to score 3 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Her real name is?
Yes, Brenna. What is, and this might be based off of a meme that could be wrong, but
okay.
What is Bella Callis Almanzar?
Yes, okay. Correct. I don't know if that's exactly how you say it, but I'll give you the benefit of doubt there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Brenna. So that's plus 800 points.
Now,
you guys almost caught up to the other team. You're really close. Like, only one question away, right? No. Brenna, it's your pick, though.
What do we want? Is that what we're doing? No.
Canada?
It literally doesn't matter. 600, 800?
Canada for?
800.
Nelly Furtado's debut album. Nate's standing up, but he doesn't have his hand up. Nelly Furtado's debut album. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're so
upset. Whoa, Nelly. Whoa, Nelly. It's called Whoa, Nelly.
Of course it's called Whoa, Nelly.
I have no idea. Brenna, take a pick again. Take a jab at it. What do you want to go for?
Let's do Canada 600.
Canada 600. I really hope someone gets this one. I'm just going to say that. This band released the songs She's Dope, Rich Girls, and Chills. Yes, Jack.
Oh, like the original?
The original name of the band, yes.
Oh, okay.
Five, four, three, two.
Oh, sorry. Who is Hall & Oates?
No.
Oh,
no.
I know who it is.
It's Down With Webster. Oh, my God.
I was going to say that.
I had that CD.
I know. Yeah, me too.
I saw them at the free concert in Surrey like 20. 20-
I saw them at Wii Day in grade 7 or 6.
I was in grade 8. They played a free concert in Wally.
That was a cool one.
I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Where was it?
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. Oh, wow. I jumped the gun on that. You have quite a lead, to be fair.
Yeah.
But, Pingy, you're, you know what, just pick the next one. Pick the next one. Beatles for 1,000. Beatles for 1,000 points.
You should have ready.
Okay. Listen up. Listen up. Listen up. Okay. Before becoming a drummer, Ringo originally wanted to have a job as a... What? What did Ringo want to be? Five, four, three, two.
Okay. What is her ringmaker?
No! You just cost your team 1,000 points, too. Oh, man.
I feel like we're going to catch up.
You got Final Jeopardy. Final Jeopardy.
They're going to bet like 5 points on Final Jeopardy.
Yeah, but Final Jeopardy, you can bet your whole score. And what if you know it and they don't? I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
We're on the negative. I think we already are negative. Did I get negative points?
Yeah.
No, there's
negative. Two negatives make positive, right?
No, I mean how it works. How it works in real Jeopardy is if you're in the negative going into Final Jeopardy, you just don't get to play. But anyway, we got a few questions left. We only got 3 questions, I think, so let's just wrap it up, and then we'll go over the scores, and we'll head into Final Jeopardy.
Let's do Nardwar.
We got Nardwar.
What did Ringo want to be?
Oh, he wanted to be a hairdresser.
Oh my god, of course.
He wanted to be a hairdresser, yes. Yes. Thank you for asking that. So Nardwar, we went with Nardwar for how much? 800 or 1,000?
800, yeah.
Part of Nardwar's full title comes from this song by The Cramps. 3, 2, 1, and the song is called Human Fly. Nardwar the Human Serviette. Human Fly, Human Fly, Human Serviette. Serviette? What do you use a serviette for? You use it to wipe your mouth when you got clam chowder on your face. That's what he always says. Last year, when I got him a gift, I bought him a record by The Cramps, so that's why I know this.
Very cool.
So, do you want to close out Nardwar for 1,000?
Yes, please.
Okay. Nardwar did go to UBC, and he got an undergrad in this subject. Kalev.
What is...
The
what is, like two, communications?
What? Wrong.
Was it,
what history. Is,
really?
History, yes.
Because I knew he wanted to...
Oh, Harry, it could have been your time to shine. You haven't answered question. Harry.
I mean, he wanted to be an engineer, too, so I was like...
Yeah, I thought he was an engineer or something.
I don't think he got the degree, so I was like...
Yeah. Well, his father was an engineer, and his mom was a journalist.
Yeah.
So, could have gone either way. But anyway, they just lost 1,000 points. But I think we got one more question. One more question. It's the last one on the board, I believe.
What is it?
This is under Canada for 1,000. Canada for 1,000.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Shui put out their debut album last week with one track dedicated to a girl named... Yes, Joe. Yes, Joe. Yes. Yes, Joe.
Yeah, you know
it,
right?
It's a weird name.
Yeah, it's a little...
What is Shaquayla?
Yes, yes, that's right. That's right, Joe. I'm proud of you. You came back, you got it. Okay, I got a little clip. I got a little clip from Ken Jennings here. For those of you who don't know, Ken Jennings played on Jeopardy for a long time, a very long time. He... I believe was on Jeopardy 74 consecutive games.
Jesus.
Yeah, 74 game streak in 2004. In total, he won almost $3.3 million.
Wow.
Now, Ken and one of the other most successful champions, his name was Brad Rutter. They came back a couple years ago, and they played against a supercomputer named Watson, which was made by IBM. Watson had... something like 15 trillion something bytes, whatever, just so much memory, right? And pretty much it knew all these questions because it could choose a word based off of the question and it could associate it with other words and it could figure out the answer. So they had to compete against Watson. Guess what? They lost.
Weird.
So this is a little clip from Ken Jennings talking about sort of the obsolete know-it-all concept, like what is a know-it-all going to be in the future. Does it matter as humans? Does it not? But I think what he says here is pretty genuine and human. So I just want to play this. And after this, we'll do Final Jeopardy.
Matrix or astronaut getting sucked out an airlock in 2001. Things always go terribly wrong. And I feel like we're sort of at the point now where we need to make that choice of what kind of future we want to be living in. This is a question of leadership because it becomes a question of who leads the future. On the one hand, we can choose between a new golden age where information is more widely, universally available than it's ever been in human history, where we all have the answers to our questions at our fingertips. And on the other hand, we have the potential to be living in some gloomy dystopia where the machines have taken over and we've all decided it's not important what we know anymore. The knowledge isn't valuable because it's all out there in the cloud, and why would we ever bother learning anything new? Those are the two choices we have. I know which future I would rather be living in. And we can all make that choice. We make that choice by being curious, inquisitive people who like to learn, who don't just say, well, as soon as the bell has rung and the class is over, I don't have to learn anymore. Or, thank goodness I have my diploma, I'm done learning for a lifetime, I don't have to learn new things anymore. No, every day we should be striving to learn something new. We should have this unquenchable curiosity for the world around us. That's where the people you see on Jeopardy come from. These know-it-alls, they're not Rain Man-style savants sitting at home memorizing the phone book. I've met a lot of them. For the most part, they are just normal folks who are universally interested in the world around them, curious about everything, thirsty for this knowledge about whatever subject. We can live in one of these two worlds. We can live in a world where our brains, the things that we know, continue to be the thing that makes us special, or a world in which we've outsourced all of that to evil supercomputers from the future like Watson. Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is yours. Thank you very much.
Hello, we are back. We're playing Jeopardy today. Brynna, could I get the scores for a minute before we jump into Final Jeopardy?
All right. So, Pete, we're sitting at 1,500 points.
Good job, guys.
Now, that's pretty good. All right? Now, Crippy Tegan, they're at 5,000.
Okay. So, for Final Jeopardy...
We got 6,000,
then we lost. I don't remember. For Final Jeopardy, I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to play 30 seconds of a song. I'm going to play a Shui song, because why not, right?
Yep.
And what you can do is you can bet as much money as you currently have. So, Pingy, you guys can bet up to 1,500. And, Crippy Tegan, you can bet up to 5,000. I'll read the question first, and then from each team, hand me one phone, and then write down your guess and how much you're going to bet. Okay?
Oh, so I'm gonna, okay.
Yeah.
If you guys don't bet everything, you're
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, up to you. You choose the amount of money you're betting right after I read the question, and you'll have about 30 seconds to think about it.
Okay.
Only longtime Word on the Street members will know this one. Okay. This program was featured after ours last year. What was the name of the show? Wait. You write it down. You bet a certain amount of money. I'm gonna play a song. I know. That's why I was like, you guys shouldn't give up in the middle of Double Jeopardy, because you could have gotten it here. You could still get it here. You could still get it here. So I'm gonna play a song for 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Looking down the room, I see only her. Damn, she's so precious with her bling and her fur. Shoddy style, she's so fresh and so clean. Gave you all the good really saying she know what she doing, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back. Hi. Hello. Okay, we're back. We're closing out here. Final Jeopardy. So the team with less points, Pingy, they got it right. The Final Jeopardy question. last year for We're on the Street, what was the show right after ours? What is Flex Your Head? That is correct. You're correct. So kudos to you. You're at 3,000 points. And the other team, Kirby Teigen, your phone locked, but I remember what you said. You lose $50, but you win the game.